Don't make me he bitch man slap you.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Do you want to know what the most Googled sex questions are?
I put this where? Is that one of them?
No, I think people probably have that figured out by now. Like what goes where? Or how many times it goes there. Like, I don't, maybe that's a question that like a younger population, but the most Googled sex question, meaning like the majority of people, what did they ask?
Is squirt pee?
I'm going to give you, is squirt pee? That's a good question. It isn't, but that's very good.
It isn't?
Squirt? No, it's, if somebody squirts, like if a girl is a squirter.
Right.
No,
see, they did research on that and found that it was mostly urine.
Well, no, it has urine in it, but it's it has more orgasm, you know, what's it called?
From your testicles. Material. That's a question asked to Google. Where does girl semen come from?
Like girl dinner. Where does girl dinner come from?
Is that not
is
a question?
Is it the same place girl semen comes from? No. The number one question that was asked, that has been asked recently, what's the speed bump?
Speed bump.
Yeah. See, you don't know.
What's the speed bump? Speed bump is something I hit in the Target parking lot.
Well, okay. So here's what's funny about speed bump. The reason why that became the most Googled question is because there was a guy on Love Island. When they asked him, I guess he was like the one that everybody thought was hot. They asked him like, what's your favorite sex position? He said, the speed bump. So, of course, everybody ran to their computer like, what's a speed bump? And it's such an unusual thing. And my favorite thing is that Urban Dictionary has it wrong. Urban Dictionary says speed bump is when you're in a car having sex and you drive over a speed bump and it makes you go like that a little bit more. That's not what a speed bump is. Well, that's what Urban Dictionary says it is. And that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What a speed bump is, it's when a girl puts a pillow under her hips. So it kind of raises up that part of her body a little bit more.
Oh, but it doesn't slow you down, though.
No, it's called a speed bump because a girl looks like a speed bump.
Some more than others.
Yeah, that's a good point. Some more than others. Uh-huh. So that's why it's called a speed bump, and that
you
was the
look
number
like
one
a speed bump when
asked.
You're lying flat.
That's right. Some of us just sitting in a chair look like a speed bump. Don't even have to use the pillow. Got my belly for that.
Look, all you right, already have a pillow. We're way ahead.
The second most popular sex question is it safe to do it, to have sex, while pregnant?
Oh, yeah, guys worry about that because you think you're poking the kid in the head.
Well, what's interesting about that, you wouldn't ask your gynecologist or your doctor of that question. I guess you're too embarrassed. You go home and Google it. But no, you can. It's perfectly safe. In fact, some doctors, if you're going through labor, while you're in labor, they want you to have sex because that relaxes you so the baby can come out. And then finally, this was the other popular question. This one's a good one. What does sex positivity mean? That was the third most asked, most Googled sex question. What does sex positivity mean?
And what does it mean?
Do you know?
But being cool with having sex. In a positive way. I don't know.
Well, kind of. I mean, sex positivity basically means that you have very open attitudes. You're very open towards gender, body type, sexuality, people that are into BDSM, people that are into... You're just like, whatever you're into, good for you. Oh, what's your gender? Oh, good for you. What's your pronouns? Oh, I don't really care. Like, who you have sex with, what do I care?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are sex positive are people that are just, you know, listen, if you're into it, good for you. Like, that whatever floats your boat, I'm all about it. I'm happy for you. That's why the big thing now with therapists, especially if you're looking for a therapist and it's sex oriented, you should find a sex positive therapist, because you want to be able to talk openly with your therapist that has very positive, progressive, modern ideas about sex, not someone like Anthony that would go, ew, you do what?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross. That's not normal. Something's wrong with you. That's what Anthony would say if he was a therapist. What's your problem?
Get out of here.
That's disgusting.
What kind of therapist do you think I am? Go talk to your mechanic. What are you talking about?
Go talk to your mechanic.